PSEV ACCM blower motors and how to test each. The practical difference between PSE and ACM blower motors, what each one is doing, and how to actually test them in the field, including why you can't ohm out an ACM the way you would a PSE. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Blower and fan motors in our trade fall into two big families, the old school PSE permanent split capacitor and the newer ACM electronically commutated motor. A PSE is a simple AC motor with a run capacitor. An ACM is a DC motor with a built-in electronic module that controls speed and, in many cases, holds a target airflow. They fail differently, they test differently, and treating an ACM like a PSE will send you chasing the wrong part. Knowing which you've got and how each behaves is half the diagnosis. How it works. A PSE runs straight offline voltage, with a run capacitor providing the phase shift for the start winding. Speed is fixed by the winding taps. You change speed by moving a wire to a different speed tap high/medium/low. It's dumb, cheap, reliable, and easy to test. It's just windings and a cap. An ACM takes line voltage in, rectifies it to DC, and an onboard module electronically switches commutates the current to the motor windings. The module gets a low voltage command telling it what to do. There are two common flavors. Constant torque ACMs, often called X13 style, that hold a commanded torque per tap, and constant CFM variable speed ACMs that actively ramp their speed to deliver a programmed airflow regardless of duct static. That airflow targeting behavior is the ACM's superpower. It holds CFM even as the filter loads up, and it's why a variable speed motor revs up when the ducts are restricted. In the field, testing a PSE, power off and isolated, ohm the windings. You should read continuity between the common and each speed tap, with the low speed showing the highest resistance and high speed the lowest. More turns equals more resistance equals slower. Any winding open or shorted to the case condemns it. Then check the run capacitor. A weak or dead cap is the number one reason a PSE runs slow, hot, or not at all. Confirm the cap before condemning the motor. Testing an ACM. You can't ohm an ACM and learn much. The module sits between you and the windings. Instead, confirm line voltage is present and constant at the motor's power connector. ACMs hate low or fluctuating supply voltage. Confirm the control signal is reaching the module. For a constant CFM motor, that's a specific low voltage command from the control board. For an X13, it's 24 volts on the called tap. Verify a clean, tight ground and good neutral. ECMs are sensitive to grounding. With power and a valid command present, the motor should start and ramp. If power and signal are both good and it does nothing, the module or motor is bad. On many ECMs, the module unbolts from the motor end, so you can sometimes replace just the module or just the motor rather than the whole assembly. Normal values and targets. PSE winding resistances. Low values, typically single digits up to the low tens of ohms. Low speed reads highest, high speed lowest. Compare taps to each other and to any service data. PSE run cap. Within ±6% of rating, commonly 5 to 10 microf for blowers. ECM supply voltage, full, steady line voltage about 240 volts or 120 volts depending on the unit. ECMs are intolerant of brownouts and floating neutrals. ECM control signal, 24 volts on the active tap for constant torque X13 motors, a board-specific low voltage command for constant CFM variable speed motors. A healthy ACM ramps smoothly up to speed over a few seconds rather than slamming on like a PSE. Common faults and what they mean. PSE runs slow/hot/hums and won't start to check the run capacitor first, then ohm the windings. PSE reads open on one tap but runs on another to that speed winding is open. Motor is failing. ECM does nothing with good power but no control signal to board or thermostat side. The motor's fine. ECM bobbles, starts and stops, or won't ramp. With good signal to low/unstable supply voltage, bad ground, or a failing module. Variable speed ECM ramping unusually high and loud to high duct static. Dirty filter, closed dampers, undersized return. The motor is doing its job compensating, fix the airflow restriction. ECM module bench tests dead but windings are good to replace the module, keep the motor. Tech tips and gotchas. The single biggest ECM killer is power quality. Lose neutrals, weak grounds, and sagging supply voltage destroy modules. Before you condemn an expensive ECM, prove the incoming power is clean and the ground is solid. You may save the part and prevent a comeback. Never assume an ECM is bad just because it's quiet. confirm it's actually getting its command. A surprising number of bad ECM calls are really a board that never sent the signal or a thermostat wire that's open. Don't apply line voltage directly to an ECM's motor leads to test it like a PSC. You'll cook the module. Test it the way it's meant to be driven. Real supply voltage plus the control signal. When a variable speed motor screams, your meter isn't the first tool. Your manometer is. High static makes a constant CFM ACM work harder, and the noise is the symptom, not the disease. Safety/code notes. ECM modules retain DC bus charge after power off. Give them a minute and verify dead before unplugging the module. Similar to discharging a capacitor, all blower motor replacements must match the original's electrical readings and mounting airflow readings. Tie back into the equipment's listing and proper CFM per ton operation. De-energize and lock out per NEC Article 110 before disconnecting any motor.